A senior Iranian cleric has condemned the militant Takfiri group Boko Haram over its kidnapping of hundreds of schoolgirls in Nigeria. Ayatollah Nasser Makarem Shirazi called Boko Haram militants a group of savage people who have nothing to do with Islam. He said they are helping Islam's enemies with anti-religion propaganda. A group of experts from Iran, Afghanistan and Tajikistan is taking part in a workshop titled The Second Session of Persian-Speaking Countries on Humanitarian Demining. The aim of the gathering in Tehran is to discuss practical solutions for removing landmines and decreasing injuries and fatalities caused by them. Greek exit polls show anti-austerity radicals are leading in Athens local elections. Polls show that candidates of the leftist Syriza party for the capital's mayor and regional governor are ahead against incumbent socialists. Some 10 million Greeks cast their ballots to choose over 300 mayors and 13 regional governors. In Ukraine, pro-Russia authorities in Kharkiv province have announced plans to hold a referendum to break away from Kiev. No date has been set for the vote yet. The activists say they're not planning to take part in Ukraine's upcoming presidential election scheduled for the 25th of May. Fresh clashes have erupted between National Guard forces and pro-Russia activists in the city of Kramatorsk in Donetsk province. The violence reportedly broke out when the National Guard troops tried to move toward the city council building from a nearby airfield. There are no reports of injuries. The International Atomic Energy Agency's chief inspector, Taro Varjaranta, and his team are about to travel to Tehran. They will hold talks with officials over Iran's nuclear energy program. The negotiations that will start on Tuesday aim to reach a conclusion over the 13 measures that Iran has taken. A court in Egypt has sentenced over 160 Muslim Brotherhood supporters to 10 to 15 years in jail for attending anti-government protests and joining a, quote, terrorist group. The defendants chanted down with military rule while the judge was reading out their sentences. In Turkey, police have arrested 24 people suspected of negligence in connection with a deadly mine disaster in Soma. A number of officials from the mine operator have reportedly been among those detained. Earlier, the mining company executives strongly denied that negligence was at the root of the tragedy.